home. We are WNSG, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and I'm positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We've started to at least unleash or maybe unwrap our 27 favorite things to eat. We are calling it Tastiness. That's Tasty. Ness, like tasty cakes, but not like tastiness, the word. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have Pressure Lux. I have Lucky Seven Doublers only because the Raven Scratch-Offs are yet unavailable. I'm going to be in Ocean City next week with this guy, as well as his boss, the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, John Martin, doing a little annual report. We'll be at Mako next week in Ocean City, which gives me a chance to add a few places on the Eastern Shore to my favorite places to eat as we get all this going. And big thanks to our friends at Curio Wellness, as well as GBMC, for being a part of our 27th anniversary and trying to have a little bit of fun. We're going to be doing crab cakes later in the month. But first things first, Seth Elkin is here from the Maryland Lottery. And I know, like, you're kind of like me with the Mako thing in Ocean City. I mean, I was going to give you a hard time about whether you have SPF 50 on your head or not. But, like, to be really honest with you, other than walking from the front door of the convention center to our cars, I don't know that we see a whole lot of sunlight next week in Ocean City, Seth.
I'm glad it's air conditioned there because it's very hot in August in Ocean City. So I'm but looking forward to it. It's always a good time to go down there and get a chance to interact with all kinds of people at all levels of government in the state, county government, state government, and a good opportunity for us. We'll have our fiscal year numbers, as you mentioned, to put out there. So
If you like
definitely.
people, it's a lot of people, you know, and I like people, and they're all from here. And for you, with when jackpots start to go, right? Like I hit you and I'm like, yeah, we could do some home run riches. We're going to do some, let's make a deal. I got Pressure Lux, and Lord knows somebody put the whammy on the Orioles as they've gotten rid of all their players since the last time you and I got together, and you being a baseball fan. But jackpots, like my wife just delivered me some delicious Zeke's coffee here in my cup. We're almost at the what's it, the Dr. Evil $500 million mark, right? It's 450 million-ish. Like, we're
Yeah,
getting there.
Powerball's starting to get interesting. We're up around just about that $450 million mark, and it's good to see the jackpots roll. Last year we were talking about fiscal year. The state's fiscal year goes July through June, and for that period, fiscal year 25, we only had one occasion where either the Powerball or the Mega Millions jackpot surpassed that magic $1 billion mark where everybody just loves to see it go
The
because
two contests 1 year, only 1 billion, correct? Yeah, you
And
know, I know when that happens, that big billboard you have in Bel Air, when I go to the Royal Farms, or I go, you have the little scoreboard billboard. When it's a billion, it looks broken. Because everybody's been following it, going from 600 to 700, 800. Then you look up and you're like, how do I even read that? Where's the other digit go? You know, so that's when I know it's fun. But so that only happened once last year, huh?
Yeah,
Okay.
well, only once last year, as opposed to, I believe, five times during FY24.
Well, that's why I'm saying it was a bunch of times where I looked up and it was weird. And I'm like, and my wife's like, I gotta buy tickets. It's $1 billion, you
The
know?
funny thing is that when these jackpots first started rolling past $1 billion, I think no one had quite planned for billboards that could accommodate the right amount of numbers, the right amount of digits. So we certainly dealt with that by this point, but that was
You know, I'd
another
say, how much money do you need? But then again, we have NFL holdouts. We have, you know, the bananas came to town last week. There's a lot of money in the world, but this is a big, you know, once it gets up to about 500 million, you and I, it's a lead story for us, more so than how many home runs the Orioles aren't hitting right now. Yeah, John's on vacation because he don't have to work right now. He'd have to worry because, I mean, they're not hitting nearly enough home runs to make that our lead story.
Yeah, high jackpots are a lot of fun for everybody. I think everybody sits up and takes notice, and we always see an increase in purchasing at that point. Everybody kind of gets interested and wants to get in on it, and those little bits and pieces of increased sales during the course of a year, when you have a few of those, it really does make an impact for sales and for profit return to the state. It makes it an impact for commissions paid to the retailers, and of course, player prizes are being won on those tickets as well. So all around, everybody wins when a jackpot rolls to a level like that. But and also it's a lot of fun for people. I think we see groups of people will pool their money together and buy groups of tickets together, which is something that kind of makes it a community thing, makes it something fun shared between friends or relatives or coworkers. So we like when that happens, and we're hoping we keep rolling well past 450 million, and we keep on going past there.
Always love having Seth Elkin on the program. We'll get to some baseball talk because I do like talking baseball with a suffering Pirates fan. We're all at the bottom here looking up at this point, waiting. Hey, when can football season start? Hey, you're rooting for Aaron Rodgers, so I don't even know what to say. But I
Yeah,
did want to
neither do
give you,
I.
you're a fun, statty nerd about not just baseball, but about the lottery. No one knows more about it than you do. We had a change in Mega a couple of months ago, right? In the price point, and some things changed in regard to the structure to try to stimulate jackpots, right? So, for folks that played before understand now the ticket prices changed, and that's part of, I guess, the way baseball changes, and the rules change, and we can shift or we can't shift. You got a guy on second base in the 10th inning now, or whatever. I think the jackpots, there's so much algorithm work, math that goes into this. I don't want to say the gaming part of it, the overall gaming of not gaming the game, but trying to make the game fun and also trying to make the jackpots like get my wife's attention and make jackpots bigger and not have them start at, something we couldn't eat off of like 20 million or something like that. Wouldn't be enough money for me, 20 million.
Yeah, well, it's a, any kind of change is something always going to be something interesting in the lottery business or any other business that's based on entertainment. When anytime you change the way people experience the things that they rely on for entertainment, you're always going to have a wide variety of opinions. So certainly there have been a lot of that as it comes to the Mega Millions change. As you mentioned, the price of the tickets went from $2 to $5, and the minimum prize also increased. The least amount you can win on a winning Mega Millions ticket is now $10. So it's always going to be, if you win, it's going to be at least double the cost that you paid to buy the ticket. But I think we've seen some other shifting around of purchasing. Maybe some people have moved to Powerball more so, and that's maybe the reason that you're seeing the Powerball jackpot advance, because Powerball tickets remain $2. I think we've also probably seen an uptick in our in-state jackpot game, which is multi-match, which is also a $2 game with drawings 2 nights a week. And multi-match is only played here in Maryland, so it's not like Mega Millions and Powerball where people all over the country can play. So it's interesting to see that. I think we're still pretty early on. That change to Mega Millions happened in April of this year, so we're only a few months in, and we're certainly watching that very closely.
Well, and you talk about progressives. Anytime you get progressive jackpots, and I talk to John about this kind of frequently because it's come up a bunch, right? I mean, even in home run riches that carried over from last year, just moving through, the progressive jackpots add up, and I think, I don't want to say shrewd is the right word, but smart, seasoned players take advantage and say, there's a huge jackpot that's laying out there. It's almost like, dare I say, Willy Wonka, when there's a golden ticket still sort of out there somewhere, and there's a winning ticket that hasn't been found or hasn't been claimed. The odds, just the math of it, add up to say it's more likely. And I think with the progressives, this is a lot of money. I mean, I'm always shocked by how many times I go to MD Lottery or I have you guys on every week and we promote the lottery here. People holding up checks that are, enough money to buy a beach house, enough money to sort of change, maybe some things in your life or pay off some things or, I don't know, make yourself a little happier here this summer. We're all trying to get happier. That's why I'm eating all this food.
No, but the thing is, you just never know. I mean, regardless of how many numbers you crunch, it's always going to be a matter of random chance. That's always what the lottery is. And, a great example of that, I think back to a couple of years ago in Mega Millions, we had four different drawings in January. I believe it was 2023. I'd have to go look it up to be sure, but it was definitely January, and it was four different drawings that produced a jackpot winner in Mega Millions, four times in the same calendar month. So I don't think anybody's seen that before. I don't know if we'll ever see that again, but that just tells you never know when that jackpot is going to get hit. So it's truly a matter of random chance, and no matter how many ways you do your math, there's no accounting for random chance.
Well, if I ever get the random chance to hit Powerball for on my wife's behalf, I want it to be 449 million. not 49 million, even though I don't know what I'd do with the other 400 million, to be really honest with you. It wouldn't take much for me. You know, a few bobbleheads and some pennants and some old belt buckles, and I'm a happy guy. Seth Elkin is here from the Maryland Lottery. We talk about jackpots, talk about things going on, home run riches. Let's get a little baseball going in here because that's what we do while we still have baseball at this point. And I've talked a lot of baseball this week with the Orioles up in Philadelphia. I've had a bunch of guests on with the Phillies. Obviously, the A's situation, not great here this week. But the dust has settled a little bit on where the players are going to be. I'd say this. They still got plenty of guys in this lineup that should be hitting home runs, and right now they're not hitting the home runs. But home run Rich is alive and well. And I don't know about this month, but last month, and you weren't a part of this, but John's reading off the names. We have this little shtick where he figures out where people are from and whether I know where that town is or not. And sometimes there's some awkward little towns, and I'm like, I got to Google map them and stuff like that. But it does give me a geography lesson. He said my name, my friend's name, Dave Kowalowski. I'm like, that's Cheesesteak Dave. Sure enough, I knew one of the winners last month when he read the name. So I'm thinking, he's like, what are the odds of that? I'm like, well, it's one in 162. You know, like I know a lot of people here. So I'm hoping this month we at least get some more people. And I think you talk about the lottery being, you know, random chance. I think it's better than random that I might know an Oriole fan who might be a lottery player who might want to win home run riches. So I do feel like, at least in the sports space, being a baseball guy and all that, it would up the odds, dare I say, that maybe, but I think knowing two in one season would be a lot, but I at least have known one.
It's still another chance. You may get some more people you know because there's one more drawing remaining for contestant of the game this year. The entry deadline is the 25th of August, so we'll do the drawing the next day for all of the games in September and for the rest of the season. So you still have a chance to get in on that. You can buy your $5 walk-off winnings fast play game at any lottery retailer, and then enter that ticket into My Lottery Rewards for a chance to be one of those contestants for the last month of the season. So they're going to hit some more home runs here. So
Just one grand slam for somebody out there, some random
we're due for
person in
one.
TV land. Come
We're due
on.
for one. We need to get another one of those. Absolutely.
Feast on some A's pitching, or nobody wants to pitch for them. Nobody wants to play for them at this point. All right, this is the part of the segment where I just give you the floor. You got anything you want to say about baseball or no? You got any random
Well,
baseball thoughts before we go back to lottery news?
considering that it's August and I'm a Pirates fan, there's not much to say. There hasn't been much to say really since June, really. So,
Well, you know, maybe Martin always likes to do the segues. Maybe this is the segues to say, yeah, I'm a Pirates fan. You're an Orioles fan. We haven't won much, but we have winners at MDLottery.com. You can always go up and find people. And they're, you know, I know you were big into the Back to the Future, and I don't have the Back to the Future ticket in front of me anymore. I think I get, nah, I got one over here. I got one over here. I saw somebody, $8,888 prize, and I'm thinking to myself, all right. That's got to be DeLorean oriented.
Yep, that's what it is, and that contest is now over. But yeah, the winner there claimed that $8,888 prize. It was Paul Cohen from North Potomac claimed that prize. We got a photo of him up on the news section of
He looks
MDLottery.com if
very
you want to check
happy,
it out.
Paul. He's got a Corvette hat on. He looks very, very happy.
Corvette hat, but DeLorean prize. So.
Well, there ain't no problem with that, man. You can't get DeLoreans anymore, so he's doing what he needs to do to move fast, you know?
But I'll tell you the most interesting winter story we've had around here the last week or so was somebody we did not get a chance to meet because claimed his prizes elsewhere. But we had somebody out in Salisbury who last week bought 40 50-cent pick five tickets, straight pick five bets, 40 of them with the same number, and he hit in the July 29th evening drawing. And each one of those 40 tickets was worth $25,000. So he won $1 million in pick five prizes and claimed his prizes out there at Ocean Downs Casino, actually, is where he went to claim. So we didn't get a chance to meet him
See,
because
this
he
is what I'm
couldn't come
saying.
here.
My jaw's dropping because I like won $1 million last week, right? Like that's a
Yeah.
lot of money.
Yep,
Yeah.
on pick five on 40 50-cent tickets that he bought. So, very very interesting. That jumped out at us. Anytime somebody buys multiple tickets like that, you know, there's always some kind of story behind it. So, a really interesting one and a cool prize to win. He's going to be telling that story, I'm sure, for the rest of his life. So.
Well, I mean, anytime you win, I mean, I always tell John the time that I won. I played 936. I boxed it. I won enough money to go see Bruce Springsteen play at the Spectrum on the Tunnel of Love tour. And that was 37 years ago. And I remember it like how it felt to win, how it felt to get the ticket, how it felt to be there. So, you know, when you win something like that, you do something nice for yourself, you make a memory. It's almost like if you had won the Let's Make a Deal thing. And listen, I got to get up with you and Doug on this. Roz, whoever's in charge over there. We've had some local people go out to Hollywood, right? And be a part of this thing, right?
We not yet. They are gonna go though. We're still in the process of Let's Make a Deal. There are still two more drawings left, but we have picked three of the winners in the Let's Make a Deal second chance contest who are gonna go to Los Angeles in May of 2026 for a really great experience. So three of them: John Barnes from Upper Marlboro, Carolyn Perkins from Forest Heights, and Wallace Thrash from Clinton have already been selected, but there's still two more drawings. And you can enter with any non-winning Let's Make a Deal scratch-off ticket. You can enter that into My Lottery Rewards. And we still have two more of those drawings. There are going to be two more people joining the three of them that'll make that trip to Los Angeles to be part of the Let's Make a Deal taping of the game show. They'll get to go to a costume shop and pick a costume. And each of those five, while they're there, they get 3 nights in LA. But while they're there, they're going to participate in an event where they'll get to win additional cash. They'll get to win either $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 while they're on the trip. So a really great experience. I think it's going to be something memorable for them, and a cool experience to be dressed up in costume and there in the studio watching Let's Make a Deal get taped. So looking forward to that. And still, again, you got two more chances to be on that trip. So plenty of opportunity still left.
You're making me smile in a lot of ways because I haven't done Halloween in a couple of years, right? So for many, many years, I hosted the Ravens team party, their Halloween party with Goodwill Industries, Shannon Sharpe, Todd Heap, go through the list. Dennis Pitta was always tight ends. Justin Tucker was a part of it. So I would always, so every year I kind of had to like come up with a costume, be a part of something that was more than just throwing something together at the last minute. And one year, my wife, right after she had cancer, found out on some bandit website the ability to order like a custom made inexpensively. I think it cost $40. It wasn't a lot of money, but she gave our dimensions and it was probably somewhere in Asia that she ordered online and it came in a little plastic bag and it was all very legit. We did the Wonder Twins. And a lot of people don't know who the Wonder Twins are. You're of the right age to watch the Super Friends. It's why you turned out as good as you did, other than the Pittsburgh thing. And but Wonder Twins activate their purple suits with little ears and form of shape of. So we had those outfits and they were fantastic. So I think to myself, if I won the Let's Make a Deal thing, I would just dust those because they're really good little outfits. I'm on the yoga mat thanks to Planet Fitness and I'm a decent, I still fit in it. So I would wear it, even though I looked very funny in it. It's a very funny outfit. But nonetheless, I would wear that. And then I'm thinking, you're gonna send them to a costume shop. They get the upgrade. Have you ever like done anything like that? Like gone to a costume shop or anything?
I have not done that, but I'm trying to imagine what your Wonder Twins costumes look like.
All right.
I've always imagined that that would make a great like comedy film if somebody wanted to do a comedy satiric parody of the Wonder Twins, because you're right, I do remember
I
that.
have a even better story. I have a real Wonder Twin story for you. So, my wife and I went to Tokyo in 2019. We had been together in 2007. We went back totally for pleasure to see you two and to hang out. But my wife had an exchange student. Her family had exchange students of all Dutch, Australian, all sorts of exchange students, Brazil, when she was a young girl up in New Hampshire. And she, because of the internet, has managed to stay in touch with some of these humans that are all 45, 50 years old now, her age. One of them is Yuka. Yuka was her Japanese exchange student live in for the summer of 1981, two, three, somewhere in there, because she has pictures of her and Yuka doing all of these things up in New Hampshire. So they, during Jen's illness, they reconnected. Janet said in 2007, "I wish I knew how to find Yuka." There was no Facebook then, right? Facebook comes, she finds Yuka, so we go over. Yuka, being Japanese and being very kind, decided to give us an experience. We did not know about this. This was a gift from her. She told us kind of sort of loosely what we were doing. We were going to have Japanese tea. She literally took us to the Japanese tea costume up on the second floor with tailors, and we picked out complete head to toe robe, garb, shoes, the whole deal. And we had to walk from the costume store to the tea parlor about 8 blocks away through downtown Tokyo. We have pictures of us doing this, and we have pictures of all the Japanese people on the streets, faces looking at us. Dude, it's like something out of Kiss Dress to Kill in 75, when all the people on the streets behind them are looking at these four characters in kabuki gear walking through Manhattan. It was fantastic. So, what I'm telling you is, getting dressed up is fun. And when you see those people in Times Square that look like the Statue of Liberty or Mickey Mouse, and they want $20 to take a picture, they're having fun being dressed up. So if I had won this, let's make it the, I'd rather win $1 million. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather win 449 million this week in Powerball or Mega Millions. Either one wouldn't matter. But dressing up's fun. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I would never would have done it on my own. It was a gift. We almost had to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it was we had to go through with it. And then once you went through with it, we're walking through the streets of Tokyo in, I mean, I have pictures. Have you never seen the pictures?
I don't think I
I'm going to
have.
send those over. I mean, I've shared those out with everybody. So this let's make a deal thing. These people are going to have the time of their lives doing this. I guess that's my point. Experiential is, I don't know what it cost you to do that, but whatever it was worth it because it's a story of a lifetime to go do it.
We love the experiential prizes, and this one I think is going to be special. And we have a few others like that as well, but this one I think is going to be really cool for people.
All right, so last week, Seth Elkin, I coaxed out of John Martin the fact that I won't be given the whammies and this lucky seven. It's a holdover game for me. Now, I'm a big Press Your Luck fan. We've had a couple of winners here. It's a $3 ticket. So come on out and get it on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour later in the month. But I smell football season. And I think there's going to be a Raven scratch off. He confirmed something. We mentioned experiential prizes. Not as good as Tokyo, not as good as the Kabuki Theater, but Cincinnati. There's going to be a trip. There's going to be like a grand prize thing. I think that's going to mean be a meaningful game. I mean, I'm a believer in Joe Burrow, even though from one Ravens fan to a Steelers fan, there are no Browns fans. Although I do like Joe Flacco. You get a whole season ahead. Where in the next time. Maybe not next week in Ocean City, but like 2, 3 weeks from now, you guys are going to roll out a game. It's going to be purple. It's going to be fun. And experiential's like the name of the game with Raven scratch-offs.
The Raven scratch-offs are coming every year in August. It's a big deal for us. So $2 Ravens and $10 Ravens, and the whole second chance contest that you're referring to, that trip to travel with the team is just one of quite a number of prizes you can win, including season tickets for the 2025 season. Real quick, after the ticket launches, there's about a week in between the launch of the tickets on August 22nd and then that first drawing that'll take place very, very quickly after that, because we do that in a hurry because we're going to award season tickets for this season. So somebody's going to win those, and somebody's going to win season tickets for next year. Somebody's going to win all kinds of experiential prizes, the Ravens game day packages, and of course the grand prize is season tickets for 20 years. So all of that is coming. We'll have all the details of it up on our website later on this month. But yep, football season is here. We already have had the lottery out and set up at the stadium for the open practice that they did. We'll be at the preseason game and we'll be on Ravens Walk. You can find us as always at every Ravens game throughout the season. So
Well, you're going to find us at every Ravens game throughout the season, before, during, after, preseason, grudgingly this week, grudgingly. No injuries, get everybody healthy, keep everybody ready to go. But There's nothing like football season, right? Next week, I will get together in Ocean City. We're going to talk about gaming, gambling, responsibility, football season. And I think I wrote August 22nd, and just in the launchy of the Ravens scratch-off season. In the meantime, come see me. I'm going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I will have the Lucky Sevens Doublers. I will also have the Pressure Lux, soon to have the Raven Scratch-Offs by the end of the month. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at the Beaumont this week. I have launched my 27 tastiness things to eat each and every day this month. I'm going to give you something that is going to be easy, local, mostly affordable, and delectable. How about that? And it's going to be all delicious and all local. And there might even be peach cake involved before it's all over with. And a cheesecake, peach cake, cheese steak, peach cake, crab cake. There's going to be all sorts of things. Seth, I appreciate you. Did I get it all in here this week?
I think we covered it all.
All right. Hit some more grand slams. That's the name of the game here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. The 26 oysters about to become a 27, trying to keep the light on around here through kind of a dark period of Oriole baseball in August, waiting for football. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.